If you watch much late-night TV, you've probably come across a commercial like this.
Western Sky can put up to $5,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. So get off the payday treadmill and call 877.
The commercial features images of teepees and a tribal drumbeat. The company bills itself as having ties to the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe in South Dakota. But Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring says it's nothing more than a fraud, a scheme he calls Rent-A-Tribe.
There was a thinly veiled attempt to try to create the appearance of having a connection to a tribal entity when in fact they really didn't have one, and then made people think that state laws like our usury laws didn't apply.
That's because loans given by Native American tribes don't have to follow state or federal rules. But this week, Herring proved in federal court that this particular company was not connected to a tribe, winning victims a $15 million settlement against a California-based business known as Cash Call and one of the largest settlements of its kind.
With that kind of a scheme involved, it was really important to send a real strong message that as Attorney General, I'm going to stand up against that kind of predatory tactic and what we believe was misleading for consumers.
Jay Spear at the Virginia Poverty Law Center has been working with victims of that scheme for years.
Well, I'm really happy that we are getting some relief for these people because some of these folks have paid many thousands of dollars. In fact, I think the average loan was over $2,500. And we've had people pay on these for 2-3 years, so maybe $10,000 some of these folks have paid on these loans. So it's a lot of money.
We're talking about loans that were often in excess of 200% interest, interest that's now been deemed illegal. Spear says Cash Call is not the only business engaged in this kind of fraud.
We get a lot of people call our office with problems with internet loans, and so I see a lot of the contracts. I'd say the majority of contracts I see now, they try to claim they're connected to some sort of Indian tribe.
Virginia is not alone in tackling this problem. Recent years have seen a number of states taking action against this kind of scheme, from Georgia to California, even the District of Columbia. Diane Standard, the Center for Responsible Lending, says the settlements are a growing trend.
In some cases, depending on the state law, illegal loans are void and uncollectible. In others, the other states are receiving millions of dollars in restitution to harmed consumers.
Now here in Virginia, both of those things happened. Cash Call is not only absolving the initial debt, they're also paying victims back the interest they should have never been charged. Overall, that's a $15 million settlement in a case that many people consider a sad reminder of how Native Americans have been exploited in this country.
In many ways, it's just another form of abuse piled upon what we have done to Native Americans.
That's Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey.
You're talking about sophisticated fraudsters using a new version of fraud, preying upon the poorest of the poor. And when you look at the interest rates charged to these people for this money, it is beyond the pale.
Shortly before approving the settlement, federal judge John Gibney said, when you look at this case, your jaw drops at what a predatory scheme this was. Reporting from the federal courthouse in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.